Libraries today face a constant state of flux. As technology evolves, patron expectations shift, and budgets fluctuate, change has become the only constant in the library world. Yet despite the prevalence of change initiatives, many fail to achieve their intended outcomes. Why do some changes succeed while others falter? The answer lies not in the technical aspects of implementation, but in the softer skills of change leadership, how changes are communicated, and how employees are engaged in the decision-making process. The Challenge of Library Management has become a cornerstone text for library leaders navigating this complex terrain, with its cross-disciplinary approach drawing praise from library directors nationwide. Even celebrities like Oprah Winfrey have cited its principles when discussing organizational transformation, noting that change without engagement is just rearranging furniture. The room might look different, but its function remains unchanged. Libraries occupy a distinctive position in the organizational landscape, combining elements of corporate, commercial, nonprofit, civic, and academic institutions. This hybrid identity creates particular challenges for implementing change. Unlike profit-driven corporations that can rally staff around financial goals, libraries must balance service excellence with institutional missions focused on public good. For instance, while a corporate bookstore might measure success through sales figures, libraries must consider metrics like community engagement, educational impact, and equitable access alongside operational efficiency. Additionally, libraries typically operate within larger educational or civic entities with established cultures and procedures, requiring leaders to navigate multiple layers of organizational complexity, from local library boards to municipal governments or university administrations. The culture within libraries presents unique leadership challenges rooted in principles of free speech and academic inquiry. Libraries generally foster environments that encourage more employee autonomy and intellectual discourse than typical businesses. Staff members often expect and are encouraged to participate in decision-making processes and openly question policies. This is especially pronounced in academic libraries, where faculty status provides additional protection for expressing opinions, making managerial engagement both more critical and more nuanced. For example, a technical services librarian might challenge cataloging standards based on evolving social justice perspectives, requiring leaders to balance traditional practices with progressive viewpoints. Library departments develop distinct subcultures shaped by their specific functions, physical spaces, and levels of interdependence. Reference departments with rigid scheduling systems to maintain service desk coverage develop different cultural norms than technical services units with project-based workflows. Special collections departments often develop particularly strong independent cultures due to their unique materials and specialized expertise. Most library managers, having risen through the ranks of specific departments, lack extensive formal training in change leadership and may understand one department's culture, but struggle when transferred elsewhere or tasked with leading cross-departmental initiatives like digital transformation projects. While libraries don't precisely fit traditional business models in their products or personnel policies, certain business tools and frameworks can be adapted effectively. Human resource literature offers valuable insights into employee empowerment, motivation, communication, team building, and professional development. The most effective business models for libraries emphasize emotional intelligence, collaborative decision-making, and communication-based engagement rather than rigid hierarchical approaches. For instance, servant leadership models that prioritize supporting staff growth and removing obstacles often resonate well in library settings. Successful change in libraries requires comprehensive stakeholder engagement at multiple levels, rather than simply issuing top-down mandates. Leaders must carefully assess which management approaches will work in their particular library environment, considering factors like institutional history, staff composition, and organizational culture. This often means adopting a broad perspective of situational and servant-based leadership that adapts to different needs and contexts. Change initiatives might require different approaches when working with long-tenured staff versus recent graduates, or when implementing technological changes versus service model modifications. The most effective library leaders develop flexible toolkits that combine traditional management techniques with approaches specifically tailored to library environments. When implementing organizational changes, the human factor consistently emerges as the most common reason initiatives fail. For managers, changes typically represent obvious opportunities for institutional gain, whether through budget savings, process improvements, or competitive advantages. However, frontline employees often experience these same changes as deeply disruptive and threatening to established routines, relationships, and their sense of professional competence. For example, a seemingly straightforward transition to new software might represent months of learning curve anxiety for experienced staff who have mastered existing systems. Managers frequently misdiagnose resistance, attributing it to self-interest, misunderstanding, low tolerance for change, or competing commitments. These assumptions can permanently damage relationships and undermine future initiatives. Traditional approaches that simply tell staff to get on board or suggest dissenters find work elsewhere only work when resistors represent a small percentage of staff and lack peer support. When resistors form a larger group or are respected by colleagues, such heavy-handed approaches can actually entrench resistance further and create a toxic culture of compliance without commitment. People may juggle multiple change cycles simultaneously or cope with nested changes at different adjustment stages. For instance, an employee might be accepting a departmental reorganization while still resisting new technology implementation, all while exploring a change in company culture. This complexity can overwhelm even normally resilient employees when changes accumulate without adequate support systems or clear communication channels. For change to succeed, employees must invest in it personally, seeing clear benefits for themselves and their work. However, employees who most strongly identify with organizational values may react most intensely against changes they perceive as contradicting core principles or threatening organizational identity. Change can trigger profound grief-like responses when it conflicts with an employee's self-identity or core values. Many employees build their work identity through relationships with coworkers, status symbols like office location or job titles, or workspace characteristics they've carefully cultivated over years. Additionally, employees forced to dismantle processes they invested significant effort in developing may feel their contributions are being dismissed or devalued. For instance, a veteran employee who developed a department's procedures manual might feel personally attacked when those procedures are declared outdated. Rather than dismissing emotions as invalid or unprofessional, effective leaders maintain professional detachment, avoid personalizing resistance, and practice active listening through techniques like reflection and validation. Including resistant employees in decision-making creates more successful implementation by addressing feelings of disenfranchisement, while encouraging use of employee assistance programs and providing coaching support can help develop resilience in struggling staff members. Leaders who acknowledge the emotional journey of change while maintaining clear direction often achieve better outcomes than those focused solely on technical implementation. Change can trigger profound grief-like responses when it conflicts with an employee's self-identity or core values. Many employees build their work identity through relationships with coworkers, status symbols like office location or job titles, or workspace characteristics they've carefully cultivated over years. Additionally, employees forced to dismantle processes they invested significant effort in developing may feel their contributions are being dismissed or devalued. For instance, a veteran employee who developed a department's procedures manual might feel personally attacked when those procedures are declared outdated. Rather than dismissing emotions as invalid or unprofessional, effective leaders maintain professional detachment, avoid personalizing resistance, and practice active listening through techniques like reflection and validation. Including resistant employees in decision-making creates more successful implementation by addressing feelings of disenfranchisement, while encouraging use of employee assistance programs and providing coaching support can help develop resilience in struggling staff members. Leaders who acknowledge the emotional journey of change while maintaining clear direction often achieve better outcomes than those focused solely on technical implementation. Organizational culture significantly influences the success of change initiatives, either supporting or undermining them. According to Shine, organizational culture represents shared basic assumptions that groups develop through problem solving and pass on to new members. Culture, rather than structure or strategy, drives organizations, developing across three levels: individual, employee-boss relationships, group, departmental identities, and organizational, overall efficiency and purpose. Deal and Kennedy identify five elements driving organizational culture strength: environment, responsiveness to external needs, values, fundamental beliefs defining success, heroes, employees embodying cultural values, rites and rituals, systematic routines binding the organization, and cultural network, informal communication channels. Failing to adapt to the environment or relying on just one cultural aspect leads to organizational failure. Organizations rarely have a unified culture, but rather multiple subcultures with different dimensions of four types identified by Hendy. Person culture: individuals see themselves as fundamental with little loyalty to the organization. Task culture: project-oriented teams working with minimal supervision. Power culture: dependent on a centralized leader. And role culture: bureaucratic structures where position power dominates. This explains why groups within the same organization react differently to messages and change initiatives. A critical component affecting change is the confidence each organizational level has in others. Trust represents vulnerability between parties based on shared information. When trust exists between departments, resource sharing and knowledge transfer increase, while operational costs decrease. However, trust is rare, with most healthy organizations functioning more on respect between ranks. Changing organizational culture alongside operational initiatives requires patience and measuring progress in small increments. Leaders must demonstrate commitment through both words and actions, leading by example. The process resembles two steps forward, one step back. It's crucial not to base operational success on completely transforming culture, as cultural momentum is much greater than operational momentum. When implementing change, leaders must identify potential cultural obstacles, overcoming trust issues, addressing past failures or successes that were abandoned, managing classification shifts between staff roles, or tempering excessive enthusiasm due to budget constraints. An organizational culture scan helps anticipate these issues and incorporate necessary adjustment time into implementation timelines. Effective change leadership begins with selling the idea to stakeholders, with the approach varying based on the magnitude of change. As change increases in scope, employees view communication more negatively due to increased threat to their security. Only 6% of change management projects are completely successful, often because leaders fail to consider the organizational mood during transitions. Communication fails when administrators suffer from expertise overload, unable to explain high-level changes in ways relevant to frontline staff. Another major mistake is announcing both a problem and its solution simultaneously, overwhelming employees and making them feel marginalized by not having input. Filtering information until details are finalized creates surprise and erodes trust when changes are implemented. Leaders must verify and persuasively communicate to all stakeholders why change is needed. Crafting a vision that offers relief from stress or discomfort can convince individuals of the necessity for change. Different employees process information differently. Some grasp implications immediately and begin brainstorming solutions. Others need time to process information privately before engaging, while some may disagree entirely. Effective change leaders provide context that helps employees understand how abstract changes will impact them personally. When communicating change, managers must avoid jargon and technical language that might confuse newer staff or those from different departments. Leaders should encourage questions and praise those brave enough to ask for clarification. Change initiatives vary in scope and staff involvement. When soliciting input, leaders must clarify non-negotiable aspects while allowing flexibility on implementation details. In crisis situations requiring quick decisions, leaders may need to act without full consultation, but prompt follow-up communication becomes critical. Even during change initiation, empowerment builds essential support. When respected peers or informal leaders recognize a change's positive potential, others listen more openly. Change leaders should identify these unofficial influencers and engage them deliberately but casually through two-way conversations. Effective leaders conduct periodic assessments of staff reactions to change initiatives, seeking specific information about concerns rather than general impressions. They should gather feedback through direct conversations when trust exists, or through anonymous surveys or neutral mediators when necessary. When using data to justify change, leaders must present it intuitively and build a strong case for the data itself, as employees are rightfully skeptical of manipulated statistics. By engaging staff to connect their micro-level observations with macro-level organizational needs, leaders build stronger support. The implementation phase should be almost anticlimactic if proper groundwork has been laid, though surprises still occur when someone's interpretation of the change differs from reality. During implementation, providing appropriate training and coaching is crucial to reduce resistance and increase motivation. Staff learn at different paces and in different ways, so flexible approaches to training that are relevant to individual jobs are essential. Effective change implementation requires assigning accountabilities across organizational layers, from top managers who develop vision and strategy, to middle managers who create operational plans, to frontline managers who implement daily work. The change manager must resist the urge to control every aspect of implementation. Like a hiking guide rather than a cattle rancher, the effective leader sets a reasonable pace while keeping the group intact, creating a mutually rewarding learning experience. Communication remains vital throughout implementation, as employees may relapse into old behavior patterns. Leaders must maintain comprehensive strategic communication and distinguish between different types of employee responses: hostile employees undermining change, engaged employees struggling to understand, and supportive employees identifying legitimate problems. Empowering employees to help lead change reduces resistance and increases engagement. When staff have opportunities to provide meaningful input and visibly impact implementation, they invest more fully in the process. Managers must create infrastructure for suggestions while being willing to set aside their own preconceived ideas about implementation details. Change leaders must balance individual employee needs with organizational requirements, a delicate act when these priorities conflict. Implementation teams can lose sight of their purpose when overwhelmed by complexity, data, or tight deadlines. Successful change requires pacing, implementing changes one at a time rather than simultaneously, which leads to confusion and burnout. During implementation, seemingly minor details can derail a change initiative's success. When employees identify concerns, they can be delegated responsibility for resolving them, ensuring details aren't overlooked while the change leader manages the broader initiative. Implementing change requires balancing attention between details and the big picture. The most valuable skill is flexibility, quickly assessing situations and taking appropriate action without wasting energy assigning blame. Many breakdowns stem from communication failures, where addressing the problem immediately is more productive than determining fault. Continuous communication with all stakeholders about change progress is essential during implementation. Communications should provide updates on developing initiatives, minute-level plan changes, and important reminders. Using multiple communication channels is necessary as information unfolds on its own timetable and people absorb information differently. When implementing organizational change, leaders must contend with factors beyond their control that impact projects and stakeholder participation. These issues may be predicted during diagnostics or arise unexpectedly. Experienced managers can anticipate specific implementation problems through risk auditing, regular examination of activities to identify potential crisis points. Despite best planning efforts, perfect foresight is impossible. Unexpected issues inevitably arise during change initiatives because people are complex and unpredictable, responding to situations through their own filters and perspectives. Environmental factors typically fall into several categories: budget concerns, institutional bureaucracy, staff turnover, weather, and personalities. The early 21st century brought budget angst to libraries after the relative growth of the 1990s. Financial crises can disrupt ongoing changes and force new ones. Large-scale projects with multi-year timelines are particularly vulnerable to unexpected budget cuts or cost overruns. Effective change leaders must provide regular updates without making false promises, presenting a calming presence while acknowledging reality. Institutional bureaucracy can create frustrating, unpredictable delays in change implementation. In medium to large institutions, renovations or reorganizations require approvals from numerous offices, from vendor approvals to safety requirements. Change leaders must explain bureaucratic impediments matter-of-factly without encouraging staff to blame other parts of the institution. Staff turnover during organizational change creates both direct costs, recruitment, training, and indirect costs, lost morale, institutional memory. When employees leave during change initiatives, resources must be diverted to hiring replacements or redistributing workload, often overloading remaining staff already stressed by the change process. The most challenging scenario occurs when the change leader themselves departs. Without proper communication and distributed responsibility, the entire initiative may collapse. Weather events can wreak havoc on change initiatives in unpredictable ways. Local conditions might delay construction projects, while distant weather can disrupt supply chains. Such situations require rapid assessment of options and often resemble crisis management. You can't control the situation, but must focus intensely on recovery. Change creates a stressful environment where minor personality conflicts that staff would normally ignore can become major irritants, undermining cooperation. Staff resistant to change might resent colleagues who appear enthusiastic, suspecting favoritism rather than examining their own attitudes. While you can't pause implementation until everyone's comfortable, you can help employees maintain perspective and compartmentalize their responses. A leader's personal experiences and historical baggage fundamentally shape their effectiveness in managing organizational change. Leaders bring their entire life blueprint to work daily, from childhood experiences and family dynamics to professional successes and failures, all of which create an intricate lens through which they view and handle organizational challenges. This personal history influences everything from their conflict resolution style in response to criticism to their comfort with authority and approach to building trust. Organizations frequently mirror family systems, with emotional dynamics and power structures that parallel early life experiences, directly impacting workplace performance and team relationships. New managers face a distinct set of leadership challenges compared to long-tenured staff. As unknowns to the organization, they operate without crucial institutional knowledge. Unfamiliarity with staff reactions to change, unawareness of informal power structures and potential grassroots leaders, limited understanding of unwritten protocols, and incomplete knowledge of existing programs and their history. Research shows that first impressions form within seconds and remain largely unchanged despite limited initial interaction, making a leader's early days critical. To counter this vulnerability, new leaders should deliberately introduce their leadership philosophy before initiating specific changes, clearly explaining their feedback process, decision-making approach, communication preferences, and personal idiosyncrasies that might impact their management style. While succession planning research suggests people from the same organization often share similar viewpoints due to shared experiences and cultural immersion, insiders don't necessarily think like outgoing leaders. Each individual brings unique experiences, beliefs, and relationship dynamics that color their perspective. An insider's emotional and professional baggage depends on several key factors: depth of experience with impacted departments, nature and history of personal relationships with stakeholders, previous leadership roles and their outcomes, and past successes or failures within the organization. Operational experience in the affected area presents both significant advantages and notable challenges. While it reduces learning curves and helps identify potential supporters or resistors, deep immersion in existing processes may prevent questioning fundamental assumptions about operations. This familiarity bias can blind leaders to innovative possibilities or necessary changes. Additionally, staff will have formed lasting impressions of the leader based on past performance and interactions, making it particularly challenging to lead change if previous mistakes or conflicts have undermined trust and credibility. Research shows that operational experience in the affected area presents both significant advantages and notable challenges. While it reduces learning curves and helps identify potential supporters or resistors, deep immersion in existing processes may prevent questioning fundamental assumptions about operations. This familiarity bias can blind leaders to innovative possibilities or necessary changes. Additionally, staff will have formed lasting impressions of the leader based on past performance and interactions, making it particularly challenging to lead change if previous mistakes or conflicts have undermined trust and credibility. Leading change among recent peers requires exceptional emotional intelligence and strategic care, particularly when serving as a temporary change leader without formal managerial authority. In these delicate situations, reaching genuine consensus before implementation becomes crucial to avoid creating a hostile environment that could poison future working relationships. When leading controversial initiatives, strategically enlisting support from respected managers or influential grassroots leaders can provide crucial backup and help translate administrative perspectives to frontline staff. Middle managers often find themselves in especially precarious positions when administrative leadership imposes highly directive change with poor communication or unrealistic timelines. The challenge becomes maintaining a delicate balance between supporting staff facing seemingly irrational directives while encouraging compliance with administration's initiatives. Success requires developing sophisticated political awareness and maintaining appropriate distance from administration without publicly undermining their authority. This often involves acting as a buffer and translator between upper management and frontline staff, helping each group understand the other's perspectives while keeping organizational goals in focus. Effective change evaluation goes beyond simply checking if a project was completed on schedule or if complaints were minimal. True assessment examines whether the change accomplished its original purpose, its integration into organizational culture, long-term impacts on workload, and residual emotional effects on both leaders and employees. Unfortunately, many administrators neglect thorough evaluations due to lack of knowledge, fear of results, or because they've already moved mentally to the next initiative, missing valuable learning opportunities for future change efforts. When evaluations do occur, they're often superficial, a quick satisfaction survey or celebratory meeting that discourages critical feedback, rather than meaningful assessments that could improve future change initiatives. Evaluation serves two purposes: determining whether objectives were achieved and collecting data to make decisions. Formative evaluations occur throughout the change process, providing feedback that can be incorporated to improve outcomes. The key is being genuinely receptive to responses, even when they contradict the leader's expectations. Five common evaluation models offer different approaches to measuring change success. Stufflebeam's system analysis model focuses on future decisions rather than current operations. Stake's transaction evaluation model emphasizes ongoing dialogue between change leaders and affected staff. Scriven's goal-free evaluation model examines actual outcomes divorced from preconceived notions. Provis' discrepancy evaluation model recognizes change as part of a complex system. And Tyler's objective attainment evaluation model measures actual performance against original objectives. Effective change leaders must recognize when a change isn't succeeding and be willing to step back before reaching the point of no return. Many leaders mistakenly view deferring or reversing an unsuccessful change as personal failure, rather than acknowledging that the change might be inappropriate for current circumstances. The most effective evaluation techniques gather input from all levels, administrators, peer managers, and affected employees, using a full circle approach. Questions should specifically address the change initiative rather than general performance, asking about communication effectiveness, milestone management, and crisis handling. The highest compliment comes from staff who admit initial discomfort with a change, but credit the leader with helping them understand its importance in implementation while maintaining pride in their work, the essence of successful contemporary change leadership.